Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. I hope you're all having a beautiful week so far. It is glorious weather here in the UK, so I have been mostly spending my time out in the garden, playing with my daughter, Raffi, hanging out with my dog and my partner, and really just making the most of this sunshine, because in the UK, you never know, it could be really sunny one day and it could be snowing the next, so you really just have to embrace it while you can. Anyway, for this podcast episode, I want to talk to you guys about embracing your emotions and how embracing your emotions can actually lead you to becoming an incredibly powerful manifester. Now, to start this podcast, I actually want to start with a quote from Brené Brown, who is one of my favorite authors. And she says, "We cannot selectively numb emotions. When we numb the painful emotions, we also numb the positive emotions." And this is so powerful and something that I've definitely experienced through my journey, where I have almost conditioned myself to numb out my emotions because I wanted to avoid pain. So going back to, you know, a number of years ago when I was in that place of rock bottom, when I had that failed relationship, the debts, feeling unfulfilled, struggling with anxiety, I was searching for whatever I could that would actually numb that pain. And my form of release at the time was shopping. So I was shopping like a woman possessed, basically just trying to mask how I was feeling. I was using shopping as a way to avoid dealing with my emotions. And people can numb themselves in different ways, right? So it might be through shopping, it might be through alcohol, alcohol as well as being, I'm not in any means sober. I do enjoy a glass of wine, but there has been times in my life where I've used alcohol as a way to suppress how I've been feeling. So some people use alcohol, other people use drugs, other people have other types of addictions. It might be zoning out and, you know, binging on Netflix or something. So we have lots of different ways in which we can avoid dealing with our emotions. But as Brené says, when we avoid experiencing the pain, we also avoid experiencing pleasure as well. And when it comes to manifesting, being able to emotionally connect with joy, with pleasure, with, you know, our desires, and to be in this really positive vibrational space, that is key to manifesting more of the good stuff. And so when we numb our emotions, we're not just numbing those negative emotions, we're also cutting ourselves off from the full breadth of the positive emotions too. I believe that a big reason why we are perhaps so afraid of our emotions is because for the majority of us, we are bought into a very much a masculine society where the masculine energy has been at the forefront. Especially, I guess, if you've experienced the corporate world. So I definitely saw this in the corporate world where emotions were almost seen as a bad thing. And maybe you've been taught this. It may be being, you know, something that you've learned from the people that raised you. Maybe you were brought up in a household where you were taught that it was bad to express your emotions. Maybe you were criticized for being too emotional. I remember this one experience when I was in corporate, and I remember having a conversation with somebody who had just been in a meeting with one of the bosses, and in that meeting she started to cry, and afterwards the boss pulled her aside and basically berated her for getting too emotional. He said, you know, this isn't professional, you shouldn't be acting in this way, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, breaking down and breaking down into tears, you know, it's really bad. And again, like, this is often what is drummed into us, you know, when you're too emotional, that's wrong, you know, we shouldn't be We shouldn't be showing our emotions in this way. We should shut off our emotions. We need to remember, though, that being emotional is human. We are emotional human beings. Like, this is completely natural for us. This is how, you know, nature has designed us. And when we go against nature, when we go against what nature has intended, we actually end up creating more resistance. So this is why often when we bury our emotions, when we push them below the surface and pretend they don't exist, we can actually do more harm than good. You know, we've got to go with what nature intended. But it's not only human to be emotional, but it's also feminine to be emotional as well. So everybody on this planet has a combination of both the masculine and the feminine energy. And because of the society in which we've been raised, in which the masculine energy has very much been this dominant force, where it's all about, you know, working hard, getting things done, that competitive nature, and perhaps avoiding those emotions, because we've been brought up in that masculine energy, we sometimes rest too much in the masculine energy and neglect our feminine energy. And our feminine energy is our power, especially as women. Often we women, we don't embrace our feminine energy enough. And a big part of embracing that feminine energy is to acknowledge and embrace our emotions as well. There's almost this stigma around women being too emotional. Often you'll hear things like, oh, you know, she's hormonal, she's, you know, at the time of her month. And we're almost kind of penalized for our emotions, again, as if they're a negative thing. And of course, if this is what is being drummed into us by society, like emotions are bad, like, you know, or she's a bit crazy, that one, or she's really, you know, hot-headed, or she's really fiery. Again, this is almost seen as a negative thing. But why? Why do these emotions have to come with such a stigma? Because when we are judging our emotions as good or bad, when we give them this sort of, you know, positive or negative label, it can then almost feel as if some of your emotions come with a degree of shame. You know, when you experience a negative emotion or a bad emotion, there's perhaps a lot of shame around that, which can then even make the situation worse. But what I really love for you to consider today is that there is no good or bad. And actually, I think this is the first lesson in embracing your emotions, is to actually stop categorizing or judging your emotions as negative or positive, and see them as simply guides to point you in the right direction, to give you a little signal on whether something is meant for you or whether something is not serving you. They are things that we should be using to guide us into our most authentic path. We let go of the labels we put on our emotions, the good emotions or the bad emotions, it can be easier to actually embrace all of our emotions without denying, you know, those emotions that typically we may have labeled as being bad emotions. Now, the way in which emotions play a role in the manifestation process is all to do with our energy. So we manifest based upon how we feel, based upon our own energetic frequency. And our emotions are a way of controlling our frequency. Our emotions are a way to check in and see what frequency we are vibrating at. So typically when we are feeling negative, when we are filled with all of that negative emotion, we are typically vibrating a lower frequency and are therefore going to manifest more low frequency things into our lives. And when we are vibrating at a higher frequency, when we've got positive emotions, we are much more likely to manifest more positive experiences into our lives. So it is, our emotions are important then for determining what we are going to manifest. But quite often, and I see this happen a lot when people first really come into the law of attraction and start, you know, really trying to incorporate that into their lives, they think the law of attraction works when I am positive all the time, right? When I am, you know, feeling positive, when I'm feeling happy, when I'm feeling high vibe. And they almost try and mask how they're truly feeling. You know, they're trying to create this false sense of positivity without actually acknowledging that below the surface, they're feeling really negative. They've perhaps got a lot of anxieties or fears or, you know, some sadness that they may be holding on to. And what they're essentially doing is sticking a plaster over a wound and that wound is not going to heal, it is just going to fester. And so then they think, well, why isn't the law of attraction working for me? You know, I'm trying to be this positive person. I'm trying to, you know, be happy all the time. And what they're not realizing is that below the surface, they've still got a lot of these negative emotions that they're holding on to that they really need to release. And this is why embracing the negative emotions, acknowledging and embracing the negative, is so important. You need to acknowledge what is really going on for you in order to release those emotions. If you don't acknowledge them, if you just brush them under the carpet, then you're going to, they're just going to sit there and they're going to fester, and you will again start to manifest these negative experiences and perhaps not understand why. So these negative emotions then, we want to embrace them, we want to acknowledge them, but I don't want you to confuse this with dwelling on your negative emotions, because there is a difference, right? You know, it's one thing to say, you know, I recognize that I'm feeling a certain way, I have this negative emotion, perhaps what is it trying to teach me? And you know, doing the work to then release that emotion, that is very different to focusing constantly on the negative, keeping coming back to that negative emotion without actually letting it go. So there has to be a release, there has to be an acknowledgement of the emotion, but then that has to be followed with some sort of emotional release. When we hold on to the negative emotion, it acts as an abundance block. And I don't just mean abundance here in terms of monetary, you know, wealth, I mean abundance in all areas of your life. You will find yourself repelling the good when you are holding on to that negative. So there has to be that release. Now, I'll go through some ways in which we can acknowledge and release our emotions in a second, but I first want to come back to the quote that I read at the beginning. We cannot selectively numb emotions. When we numb the painful emotions, we also numb the positive emotions, Brené Brown. And I think this is, again, really powerful because let me start with giving you a bit of my experience of this. When I was in that space of avoiding my emotions, I was doing that to protect myself. You know, I didn't want to have to feel a certain way. I didn't want to have to feel those really painful feelings. So I was actively avoiding my emotions by shopping and doing things to distract myself. What I realized, though, was that when I tried to do the things that would normally bring me joy, I wasn't getting as much joy from those things as what I normally would. And, you know, doing things to raise my vibration, whether it be, you know, yoga or taking a walk in nature or, you know, just doing things that I really find fun. When I was doing those things, I wasn't experiencing as much joy from those things as what I normally would. Even like going out with friends and stuff, I was really struggling to find any joy in my life. And at the time, I couldn't really figure out why. And looking back now, I know that it's because I was just numbing. And I wasn't just numbing the painful, I was also numbing the positive as well. And of course, if you can't reach that space of feeling joy, you know, feeling happiness, feeling excitement and enthusiasm for life, that's going to really affect being able to manifest those positive things into your life too. So maybe you've experienced this before. The way that I describe it, it's almost that feeling of just feeling flat. Okay, so maybe you wake up and, you know, there's nothing specifically causing you pain, but no matter what you do, you can't just get yourself to this place where you feel amazing. You know, you just feel flat. And then often what happens when you feel flat is you don't feel motivated, you don't feel, you know, enthusiastic. I still struggle with this, by the way. There's times when I, you know, and this is normally when I have these moments where I'm feeling flat, where I maybe wake up and, you know, normally I'm a pretty proactive person. I'm really motivated in my business. I love, you know, doing the work in my business. I love creating content. I love the sessions that I do with my clients. But I notice that the days when I wake up and I just don't feel like doing anything, when I just feel really flat and the things that would normally, you know, really light me up, I'm just like not really that excited for, or nothing seems to really be exciting me at all. I know that's normally a really good signal for me that I am perhaps avoiding my negative emotions in some way. And nowadays, my negative emotions, it normally is stress related. That's kind of normally where my negative emotions stem from these days, like putting pressure on myself and perhaps creating unnecessary anxiety for myself because, you know, I've put too much on my plate. So that's normally how my negative emotions manifest. And again, like I can normally tell when I've been avoiding dealing with how I've been feeling by, you know, this feeling of flatness, waking up and just feeling a little bit flat. In these times, I am cutting myself off from living my highest version of life possible because I'm cutting myself off from my emotions, the negative and the positive. So let's just go into some ways then that we can start to embrace and acknowledge our emotions. And going back to what I said earlier, let go of the judgment. Rather than labeling your emotions as good or bad, just view them all as lessons. They have been placed within you to teach you something, to give you a message about whether or not what you're doing is right for you, whether you're on your right path, whether the decisions that you've just made are right for you, whether what you're doing is meant for you, whether you're holding on to something that doesn't serve you. Our emotions are there to guide us. It's then a good idea to actually acknowledge where the emotion is being stored in your body. Because often an emotion will show up as a physical response. So it might be that feeling in your stomach, it might be in your chest. My emotion normally stores itself in my throat, so I can normally feel it, like a tightness in my neck and in the back of my throat. It's going to be different for everybody, but actually acknowledge where that emotion is being stored. So we can do this just quickly together. If you've got an emotion that you're facing right now, just close your eyes and just do a quick body scan and just figure out where is that emotion being stored in your body? Where is the pain resting in your physical body? And then actually put your hand over that space and say out loud, "It hurts here." And it might be that you've got pain in more than one location, so go to each part. But, you know, actually acknowledge that this is painful for me. It hurts here. You know, you're acknowledging and you're witnessing the emotion. It's also a good idea to actually write out what you're feeling on paper. You know, this can be a great way to express the emotion. So writing out that painful experience, writing it out perhaps in the first person. You could also then write it out in the second person as well. And then even from the perspective of a third person account to just give yourself a bit of distance from that emotion. But once you've acknowledged that, so let's say you've kind of found the emotion and you've figured out where it's resting in your physical body, take responsibility for that emotion. You know, the worst thing you can do is blame somebody else for how you are feeling because you are putting your power into the control of somebody else as well. You disempower yourself when you make other people assume responsibility for how you are feeling. Know that your emotions, how you're feeling right now, you have a choice to feel a different way. You have a choice to release those negative emotions. So take responsibility. Okay, you have a choice in how you interpret and respond to your emotions. And this can be, you know, a really empowering thing. It can, you know, taking this responsibility for your feelings can feel really, really empowering. And this isn't to say that you feel guilty or feel shame for how you are feeling. You know, there is no shame. Remember, these emotions are not good or bad, they're just emotions. Instead, what it means is that you're able to recognize your ability to respond to painful situations in new and creative ways. Okay, you know, if you've got the power over your emotions, you're responsible for your emotions, you also have the power to help those emotions melt away. And then the next part is to then actually release that emotion. So, wherever it is that you've identified your body is holding on to that emotion, so let's say it's in your heart, placing your hand and placing all of your attention onto that part of your body where the emotion is being housed. And then just start to use your breath and use the exhalation of your breath to intentionally release that emotion. So take, you know, a minute or so to just allow yourself to feel the painful sensation leaving your body with every single breath. And some people like to use a noise here, like an actual sound, to kind of, you know, help rid that pain from the body. So it might be like a low hum sound. I've actually had clients report that doing things like singing or even dancing, actually physically moving your body, can really do the trick. I love yoga. Like, yoga is a big part of my rituals that I do. And there's certain yoga poses that really kind of help with this emotional release. So hip openers, if you're a yogi, doing some hip openers, like the pigeon pose, can also be, you know, a great way to release emotions. What was really funny, actually, well, not so funny, but I remember when I first started practicing yoga and being in a yoga session, and we were sat in pigeon pose, and all of a sudden I could feel myself starting to well up, starting to feel like I was just going to burst into tears. I was like, oh my God, Danny, get a grip. Like, what are you doing? Like, what is going on here? And it wasn't until, you know, a lot of time later that I realized the connection between the hip openers and our emotions. I was like, oh, okay. So that's why I had almost a complete meltdown midway through, you know, a pigeon pose. So yoga can really help here. You know, even just punching a pillow sounds crazy, but again, like, we want to release our emotions. We don't want to dwell on them. So maybe you're experiencing anger or frustration or, you know, some sort of sadness. You've got to do whatever works for you, right? So have a little bit of a play around in this. So maybe it is, and me and my partner actually do this sometimes when I'm having like one of those frustrated moments where I'm like, oh my God, like the tension is building up and I can feel myself and I just need to have that release. And he will hold up a pillow for me, and he will let me punch the pillow as hard as I can. And by the end of it, I'm actually laughing, like I'm in fits of laughter. And that's the thing, like, you have let go of that negative, and when you let go of the negative, you can then step into that higher vibration. So that for me is a really sort of quick release. But again, it's figuring out what works for you. What I also quite like to do is writing out the emotions, but then at the end, burning the paper to signal that release. So I am a huge fan of ritual. I love to create these rituals for my life, and you know, it's something that I encourage my clients to do. And so this, I think, is a really beautiful ritual where you'll normally spend some time writing about the emotions to acknowledge them, you know, to release those emotions, and then burning that paper to signal the release, and then going and having, you know, a bath or something to kind of really honor the process, to honor yourself, I guess, for, you know, congratulating yourself for honoring your emotions, you know, because it's, for many of us, it's a hard thing to do. And when we do the work, you know, we want to make sure that we're rewarding ourselves for that. I have something called, I call it my goddess bath ritual, which maybe I'll go into more detail in another episode, but I use this as a way to actually cleanse myself of that negative energy. So using things like Himalayan salts and essential oils that can actually help rid the body of toxins, of that toxic energy. And it's a good thing to do after you've done any sort of work around your energy or, you know, your emotions. Again, just to kind of help with that release. Now, just to kind of finish off, you may have some days where you wake up and you just feel really, really negative, and it feels like whatever you try to do, you can't get yourself to a more positive place. So maybe you woke up and you've got a lot of negative emotion and you're desperately trying to kind of make yourself feel more high vibe because you're thinking, oh God, well, if I'm negative, then I'm going to start manifesting negative things. Sometimes you've just got to let those negative emotions play out. Sometimes when we try and force ourselves to feel high vibe, to feel positive, we can actually do more harm than good. Now, again, this isn't to say we want to dwell on those negative emotions, but remember that one negative day doesn't need to become a negative week. It doesn't need to become a negative life. It may be that you just allow those negative emotions to kind of run its course through your day and just kind of allow them to move through you. and you will wake up tomorrow and tomorrow will be a completely new day. So don't beat yourself up about the fact that you perhaps can't get out of that negative emotion straight away. Sometimes they do need to play out. And I have had periods of times where the negative emotion seems to last for, you know, it can be anything from a few days to up to a week. And I've thought, gosh, you know, am I just going through this really sort of negative patch? But again, it's understanding that those emotions are there to teach you something. What are they trying to tell you? And so it might be that they're trying to tell you to slow down. You need this period of reflection. You need to kind of just tune into you and how you're feeling and, you know, start reflecting on how you're feeling a little bit more. So again, just pay attention. What are those emotions trying to say to you? And, you know, don't always be in such a rush to get yourself from negative to positive. Because remember, you know, there is no judgment here. It's not that one thing is negative and feeling another way is really positive. They're all just lessons at the end of the day. So I hope this episode gave you a lot of food for thought. Remember, when we numb the negative, we also numb the positive as well. So start to embrace those emotions, ladies. Start to acknowledge them, release them, honor them for what they are. And then you will start to find that you will be able to step into your highest possible, most joyful version of you so that you can then manifest anything that you want with ease. Well, I will very much look forward to connecting with you on the next episode, ladies. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I will speak with you all very, very soon. If you are wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.